Good evening, America. We're at another Friday here for the elephant in the room, where we talk about topics that no one wants to talk about. We start off with our sports topics, but somewhere in there we're going to get in some social things. We have several topics we want to talk about. One in basketball, Carmelo or Boogie Cousins, who makes the biggest impact? We're going to talk about LeBron's son, who actually is a good basketball player and is drawing major big crowds at the AAU tournaments. But having his name, is it too much? And baseball judges out, how big is that impact? We're going to talk about Ben Roethlisberger's diet of no sugars and no carbs. Maybe that's something I could do. Maybe I should try that. Maybe I could be like Big Ben. You know what I mean? Maybe it should be me, the Big Ben. You know, then we had to change the show, not from the elephant in the room, but to the mouse in the house. And then we have Carson Wentz practicing with the first squad. I know to some Philly fans that they think that Nick Foles is their guy, and Nick Foles stepped in and took them all the way to the Super Bowl, and Nick Foles should deserve the starting title. But ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this: Nick Foles is a backup quarterback, and he did exactly what a backup quarterback was supposed to do: come in there and still win ball games. Keep the team on schedule until the main guy can show up. Because there were some games that Carson Wentz was in that Nick Foles wouldn't have been able to get out of. I don't know if you all know this or not, but they dubbed down the playbook so that Nick Foles didn't have such a hard time. So they could have ran so many more plays if Carson Wentz would have been there. And who knows, it might have been a whole blowout. But that's neither here nor there. Let me put my first caller on. If we can get him all in here. Hello, you're live and on the air. What's going on? What's going on?
Hey, Kenny. Hi, it's Lou. A little different situation tonight. A, I'm not at home, so I'm on my cell phone. So I'm in a casino. So if you hear any background, that's the machine's going off. But anyway, You know what? I think with the judge, that may be a little significant, but I don't think it's going to be enough, you know, to, you know, thinking like, oh, well, he's hurt. That goes our chances to be, you know, make a deep playoff run. I think they're going to manage okay, even without it.
Yeah, but now, Yankees are missing some left-handed power, and when you want to talk about going deep into the playoffs, into that postseason, man, you're gonna need some left-handed hitters. They're talking about making some trades, but I think Judge's impact is gonna be bigger than we imagine.
Even with our newest additions?
Well, here's the thing: it's not something about the newest additions, but you know how morale is, you know.
Yeah.
Allen Iverson, who I think is like an outstanding ball club, a ball player, Allen Iverson in basketball. But if Michael Jordan was to be hurt and you bring Allen Iverson, the morale is not the same.
Yeah, Scottie Pippen.
You know, Scottie Pippen couldn't carry the team. He couldn't carry him. Not to the next level.
Yeah, Bill Cartwright.
Yeah, so I believe LA. I mean, I believe New York is going to be okay, but I don't think they're going to be okay. And still, I'm not saying they're now going to be even stronger for a run at the World Series. You know what I mean?
So do you think like what happened with Jeter in the playoff championship series? He got hurt, and that was the end of that.
That was the end of that. That was the end of that.
Are we talking that of Mighty Mouse Proportion or?
I don't think it's going to be of that magnitude, but I think as long as he's out. Now, I wasn't sure. Did they say he was out for the season?
No, about 3 weeks.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So the impact is not going to be as great.
Right.
But you know, anything what we know about baseball, 3 weeks of not playing, you know, that just 3 weeks is just the injury part. Then you got to get back into your baseball swing again, you know.
Then again, 3 weeks out now is a little bit different than, say, being out 3 weeks in the beginning of April.
Correct.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, and I like Judge. I think Judge is a monster, you know. He is a monster, and he brings a lot to that team. And I just don't think that they have. Let's put it this way: I think they have enough to survive it, but just him being out, I don't think the morale is going to be there.
Yeah. Well, was there last night?
Yeah. But who did they play?
They played the Royals.
Huh?
The Royals.
Right, they're not really burning up the league right now.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you don't need a Judge to beat Kansas City.
Unless you bring back George Brett. No, never mind.
Not George Brett. Boy, you went back. You went back to
what? A home run. What do you mean with a home run? You playing that third square.
Oh, you went all the way back to 1982. Not 82. You didn't go back to 82.
I was there. I remember that. I watched it. I remember that game.
Wow. Well, you know, so, hey, look, what do you think about Ben Roethlisberger's new diet?
What do you think about what?
Ben Roethlisberger's on this new diet. There's no sugar, no carb.
Everybody tries to come up with some kind of new diet plan thinking it's going to succeed. Well, I wish him luck. I mean, but I don't know. I think it's just that Thad, maybe in a week or from now, change his mind or something. You know, everybody tries to come with some kind of new fad diet. So,
yeah.
It's just a concern.
Well, so we should call it the Ben Roethlisberger diet.
Well,
that's
going to help him.
Me and you should go on the Ben Roethlisberger diet, Lou.
Yeah. Well, if it thinks it's going to help his game, then, you know, more power to him. I mean, you know,
Well, you know they're lying on the stats. You know, when Big Ben got into the league, he was weighed in at 241. And right now he's still listed as 241. Ben might be 275 easy. You know what I mean?
275,
So he's working. He's trying to get down, man, because, you know, if the Pittsburgh Steelers are planning on making a run, he's going to need it.
Especially now in his career.
Exactly. So we got – so LeBron James has named his son after him. And so they call him Bronny.
Bronny.
And LeBron James seems to be catching some flack for naming his son after him or saying that maybe he shouldn't have named his son after him. But I disagree. I disagree.
Well, it's reputation, man.
But you know what? It's hard. It's hard if you are on a good father or, you know, with a reputation. You know, at least I'd rather have the reputation of my dad is the greatest NBA player versus my dad is a fall-down drunk and all the kids are laughing at him.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's tough either way.
But a lot to live up to, though.
His son is actually pretty good, Lou. They were showing some highlight clips of him. He's actually pretty darn good, man. And so, but he's able to handle it, I think. You know, but the AAU games where everybody else they play in an empty gym with, you know, maybe 100 people there watching it the most. To watch his son, the place is sold out.
Right.
You know, so he's already drawing LeBron attention. And so LeBron was there last night or so watching his son play, and somebody in a Chicago Bulls jersey came and started harassing.
Yeah,
I thought that was no class.
That was uncalled for.
Yeah. That was totally totally no class.
No.
And I think they eventually did throw the guy out, which is good. And
throw LeBron out.
That's right, because you know LeBron understands when I'm at the game and at the stadium, you're gonna call me names, you're gonna do whatever. That comes with the game.
Yeah.
But when I'm at an AAU game watching my son, there's no need for you to make this game about me, because it ain't. It's about my son.
No. Well, I'll put it
here.
It was like having school at recess. No class.
No, that was Fat Albert.
Yeah. I grew up on that.
He said, "You remind me of school at 3:15." He was like, "What's that?"
School at 3:15.
No
what
class. No class.
Yeah. No play. And I'm a white guy.
So,
anyway.
You got Carmelo.
It's one thing to trash talk him, but when you trash talking their children, you know, that's low.
But they're not even trash talking his children. They're trash talking him at his children's game, which takes away from the child. You know. Well, Lou, I hope you're winning at the casino, Lou.
Well, I'm trying.
And I hope our phone call has given you a good luck.
It is actually one of the people who was here is actually just passing through.
Okay.
One of the hosts of the casino is passing through here. I'll call you next week when I'm home. So I'll talk to you then. All right, Ken?
Okay, brother.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Hey, take care, buddy. That was Lou from Jersey, y'all. Lou has his own show. Same time as this show, but tomorrow. It's always good to tune in to Lou's show. But yeah, I think LeBron James has been right to name his son after him. I think it's an honor, and I believe that his son is carrying it well. His son is actually a pretty good ball player. I mean, he goes to the hole well. He creates his own shot. He can step back and hit the long ball. I mean, his son is really, really talented. I didn't know he was that talented. So I'm here to serve notice on you that you may be talking trash, but LeBron's son, it deserves all the hype he's getting. I believe he's making the AU team better, and he's bringing he's putting some fans in the seats. Now, I don't know if it costs anything to go to the AU game. But I'm sure it is a small fee of some sort. But whatever it is, places are packed. The places are packed for two reasons. Three reasons. One, it's LeBron James' son. Two, we want to see if he could be as good as his daddy. And three, will his daddy be there? Because everybody wants to see LeBron James. Even the haters want to see LeBron James. I'm not a I'm a LeBron James fan, but I am definitely a San Antonio Spurs fan. And with that being said, I think San Antonio Spurs is going to make some noise. I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I do. I believe the San Antonio Spurs is going to make some noise. I think they're going to start plugging some people into the system, and I think the Popovich train is going to keep rolling. And we haven't missed the playoffs since 97, and we don't plan on missing it no time soon. How about that? And so I'm so sorry the Sixers didn't do better. They didn't really do anything. Some people say they did okay, but I don't know. I don't think they did well. I wish the Brown would have probably went to them. Who knows? Brown could have built a championship there. And then maybe Kawhi Leonard would have went to Philadelphia. Who knows? You know, but Kawhi Leonard is doing everything he can to get his tail in L.A. Well, Kawhi, you heard it here. I hope that works out for you, buddy. But I don't know. I don't know at all. So when we start looking at even how people are aging and what they do to stay in shape, so Big Ben Roethlisberger has went on no carbs, no sugar diet. I thought about that once. it's a tough diet. I did get off of sugars completely for a while, and it wasn't a easy thing to do. But it was worse yet when you went to eat some sugar. Whew, that tear up your head. So it's a great plan. I think he's trying to do it to save his knees. If anybody says anything different, you know, I definitely would like to hear that. So.
Can I use Sony?
So, I don't see. I say Ben got maybe 2-3 years in him. But if he goes in and does it right, he may have more time than we think if he gets down. Because, you know, they got him listed at 141 when he first came into the league, 141. Well, they still have him listed as 141. LeBron is not 141. Big Ben is not 141. I'm telling you that right now. He is not 141. He's not 141. He's probably close. I mean, 241. I'm sorry. He's not 241. He might even be closer to 270, which is my high school playing weight. You know, so I was a beast. I was probably the best in the country. I might have been the best in the state if I wouldn't have sat the bench. If I wouldn't have sat the bench, I could have been the best in the state and the best in the country. And anybody who calls in that knows me, I'll defend that. I'll defend it all day long. We got some people who are trying to get through, but are not successful at this time. But I was listening to some other broadcasters, and they seem to say that LeBron should have named his son something else. But, you know, the truth of the matter is, whatever you named him, son, you could have named him Mickey Mack. You know what I mean? You could have made him, you could have named him Skip LeBron. It wouldn't have made any difference what you would have called him. It wouldn't have made any difference. We got a area code 919. Let's see what they got to say. Area code 919, you're on the air. Hello? Maybe they're there, maybe they're not. Maybe they don't want to talk. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yo!
Yes?
What's going on?
Good evening. How's everybody doing?
Everybody doing fine. I know you didn't hear the beginning dialogue, but I've been asking a couple questions out here to America.
Okay.
And one of the questions is, you got Carmelo and Boogie Cousins going to different teams. Who's going to make the bigger impact? Carmelo or Boogie Cousins?
Cousins.
Woo! Why did I know you was going to say that?
I'm not a fan of Carmelo at this point in his career.
But you were earlier.
The only fan I ever been was Dr. J. So I love the game. I study the game, but I don't find in being a fan of anybody.
Well,
other than Dr. J.
Well, I'm a fan of you, old head.
And thank you for the birthday wishes too.
Oh, no problem. No problem, man. No problem. I really think
if Boogie comes around, you know, I tore an Achilles that was a career-ending injury for me, but he has something to prove. Plus, you know, he wants a ring before he decides to, you know, to move forward and get that big contract. So he needs to do very well this year in order to do that, in order to get that $20-30 million contract.
But isn't the pressure more on Carmelo to perform where he's going?
Oh, most definitely. The pressure is on him. Because you know, with Boogie Cousins, he's still young. Not too many people have wrote him off.
Correct.
And I think too, one good thing with him, he's going to be up under a structured system where Draymond, somebody may just put him in a headlock and said, "Look, you know, this is what's going on." But that's what needs to happen. That's just like the Sixers. The Sixers need an older player enforcer, somebody like LeBron that could come in and tell B, you know, don't do this, don't do that, you know, post up. Because right now, you know, the leader of the team is, 25, 26 years old. Get that. No,
yeah,
25.
Yeah, Ben Simmons. You got Ben Simmons
in the league. He's 23.
Right, well, he's the proverbial leader of the team, you know.
Yeah.
Right, which is no leader at all.
Exactly.
Not at this level anyway, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So now, Carmelo Anthony, to be fair to him, he really was in a system last year that was not conducive to his style of play.
The last time he was in a system that was conducive was when he played for the Nuggets.
Yep. And that's what I'm talking about.
Those were his best years to me.
So he needs to lay it down, right?
I can't say that, but I mean, I'm not interested in watching him play. I don't think that he's going to contribute that much to the to Houston. They don't need a scoring. They don't, and definitely not his defense.
It's not his defense at all.
Exactly. So they have scoring. You know, they just came up short last year with that injury to Paul. But this is going to be very interesting, which is
every year.
Every year. And plus, he's 34 years old now. He's no young boy no more. So this is it.
For who now?
Chris Paul. This is his last.
Yeah. It's over for him. This is it, man. Yeah. Listen, ain't nobody gonna pick him up no more.
They just gave him crazy money though, Kitty Rob.
Yo, no, they gave him crazy money because what they're banking on is the hype of everybody saying if Chris Paul would have played that game, that they would have won. And they're banking on maybe we can get a title back to Houston. You know.
Right. And they have a good chance. And if you think about it, Chris Paul's gonna be 37 once this contract is up, right?
Yeah.
So he's 34 now.
So are you putting Houston number two in the West? So we know Golden State is number one.
Yeah.
So who are you putting number two, Houston or LA?
Oh, come on, Kenny Rob. LA don't have enough pieces yet. And not only that, you know, you don't know if the light skinned guys are gonna be playing this year. You know, they stay injured.
The light skinned guys. I love it because they got a bunch of light skinned guys out there.
Oh, they got a whole team of light skinned. Yeah, they do. But I don't. He doesn't have enough pieces. And to be honest, you know, in order to compete at the level of these guys, you have to have a big three, a big four. L.A. don't have that. Who's the big two? Who's the big two? Who's the big three? You know, LeVar Ball or whatever, Lonzo Ball. He gonna be hurt. I can put money on it. He gonna be hurt, cause he ain't built for that life.
Right.
He need to go up to 4th and Emerald and get some heart.
Ooh, not 4th and E.
Yes, sir. That's where men are built at, bruh. In the hood.
Well, I think. They may be. I think they may be. And you know what really frightens me about them is that I hate betting against LeBron.
Right.
Because he's pretty impressive when he has to. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
I mean, I was all for LeBron when he was on the East, and you know. I'm an East Coast guy.
Right.
So I'm not a fair weather type of person. So I'm still going to be with the East, you know?
Oh yeah. Well, I'm not the East Coast guy. I mean, I'm definitely,
I know who you are. Right.
I'm staying calm. Well, earlier I said that Ben Roethlisberger is going on no sugar, no carb diet. Did you hear that?
Okay, I'm sorry. Say it again.
Ben Roethlisberger is on a no sugar, no carb diet.
Okay.
And I said, I'm going to get on that same diet, and then we're going to change our show from the elephant in the room to the mouse in the house, because that's how small I'm going to get.
Okay. You're going to go from Lincoln Town Car to Pinto.
You can squeeze me in anywhere.
Man. But I really don't have much to say about that. I don't know. I had to think about that.
So now, Philadelphia. Carson Wentz is practicing with the first team.
Okay.
First of all, I didn't even think he was going to be ready to practice until at least the beginning of the season.
Okay.
But he seems pretty mobile out there running through some drills.
Does he have a brace? Does he have a brace on?
No.
Oh, he must. Hey, that's a sign right there. That's a good sign.
But there are some people that are upset. They think they're doing.
Okay.
I think they're doing Nick Foles wrong. I say Nick Foles did what Nick Foles was supposed to do. He's a backup quarterback.
If it went for Wentz,
right.
Wentz got him to the point that. Then he just reeled him on in.
Yeah,
you know,
there were some games that the Eagles played that was in some tight situations, and if they would have had Foles, it might have went a different way.
and that's true. But I mean, I really feel good about the Eagles, especially as Foles come back, able to do, you know, contribute. They got something right there.
Oh yeah,
they have
the potential.
He's a monster. And I know he's going to come back having to prove something because you don't even hear his name come up.
No. So do they win the NFC East?
Who is the Giants going to win it?
Well, the Giants are poised. You know what I mean?
They looking good.
Last year they didn't have their star wide receiver.
Beckham missed the last 9 games.
Yeah, so you know Beckham's back and healthy, and you know
yep.
they got that they got Saquon.
Yep.
You know he may not be, but I see Saquon rushing for 8,000 yards this year.
He's that standard type, you know, that he gonna get some long runs. He gonna juke some people. I can see him doing very well his rookie year.
And he's gonna come out the backfield.
Say that again.
And he's gonna catch some balls out the backfield.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
This is the last rodeo for Eli too, so he needs to make this good.
But when you look at Eli's numbers were comparable to some of the top five in the league, and he didn't have top five receivers.
But then again, it's about those L's and them W's though.
It is about those L's and those W's, but he didn't have the team. See, I think they are a stronger team now than they were last year.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, like you said, who does it always fall back on? It always falls back on the quarterback. It ain't the offensive.
It does fall back
on
the quarterback. But the league did see that he had no receiving core.
Exactly.
You know, no receiving core, and so. I see the Giants making a little noise. I'm gonna make a bold prediction right here. They're gonna split with Philadelphia this year. 2-2.
Okay.
They're gonna split. People are trying to say that the Redskins is beefed up, but they ain't got nothing.
Nah,
but
they lost Cousins.
You know
what I mean?
But you know who looks good? I hate to say it, but I got to report the news. I can't be biased. The Dallas Cowboys.
Are you serious?
My stomach is hurting.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
That you said they are looking good.
Man. this is the first time in three seasons that they're going to start their starting quarterback and the starting running back. They have the biggest offensive line out there. I'm telling you, there's going to be some issues.
What about it, wide receiver?
They picked up, they got a veteran. I can't think of his name right there, but they picked up somebody.
Okay.
Man, it's trouble. I'm telling you, it's trouble in the NFC East, man. I've even heard within the next 3 years, the Cowboys will win the Super Bowl. That's how good they look. Oh my God.
Only thing I can say is leave that Reggie alone.
Leave that Reggie alone. So you know how people pad the stats. And your weight and your height and all that, you know, you're in high school, you're 6'1", they put you at 6'3", you know.
Right.
So they got LeBron at 6'6", you know, 241 coming in, you know.
Right.
In his rookie season. They still got him at 6'6", 241.
Yeah, he was 6'8", 260.
He might be 270. That's why he's on this strict diet.
5% body fat. You know, 4% body fat.
Yeah, and that's what I'm shooting for.
Okay.
You know, because I'm hovering around in the body fat category. I'm not so much 5, but I'm hovering around 55.
Okay.
50. So all I got to do is get rid of a 5.
Right.
That's easy.
Hey, you let me know what you do.
Oh, Mark. Oh, you're killing me. You're killing me, man. You're killing me.
While we're talking about ball, what do you think Dwayne Wade's going to do? Is he going to sign for the $5 million with Miami or take the $32 million to go over to China? Where did Derrick Rose go?
Listen, he's going to China.
Okay.
He's going overseas, man. He's already been over there. He's already established himself in commercials over there.
Okay,
you know what
I didn't
mean?
Know that.
Yeah, he's going, man. Listen, it doesn't even make any sense not to go.
But what about his wife's career?
What?
I said, what about his wife's career, which is the focus is either out of Los Angeles or New York?
What? You need me to be here for your career?
Well, yeah. You know, you saw how long it took for her to get him. So,
but Gabrielle's okay. She's a big girl.
Okay, but at the same time, Kenny Robb, I mean, I'm pretty sure he has $150 million. He done made $150 million over his career. So, would it even be about the money, or would it be more about being comfortable all the way around?
Well, I think it's more about – I think it's really not about the money at all. I think it's really more about the opportunity to play longer, you know what I mean, and maybe play against some competition that's not as stiff and still make him feel like he can do it.
Yeah, but he doesn't have nothing to prove. I mean, especially he has lost a lot of his lift, which is his game, you know. And,
right.
You know, you don't want to see a washed up – Wade, you know, get on breakaways, you can't even rise, can't even lift.
But that's what I'm saying. He knows that now. But guess what? Over there, we won't see him. They ain't televising them games, man.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so he could look like a total bum and we wouldn't see it.
Right.
You know, and he could always,
you know,
he could always.
But I'm sure the body is feeling a whole lot of that, those injuries from over the years. And I tell you, for older players to have to fly back and forth from China to the United States, that takes a toll on the body, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what is it, maybe 12-hour flight?
Oh, it might be longer than that. But
yeah.
I'll tell you what.
So,
yeah, because Japan is 12 or 13.
Right. I mean, because I know how my body felt when I would go to Maui, and that was like five from BWI to LA, then another three to LA to Maui.
Right,
and,
but he's only doing that. He's flying over there. He's going to get acclimated. He might be over there 2 months before he even start practicing. You know what I mean? Just to get himself together.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, you can do a lot with $32 million.
Yeah, you can.
But you ain't going to believe this. And I know, now this is the Reggie. I know you think I'm smoking Reggie.
Right.
But you ain't going to believe this. You ain't going to believe what I'm going to tell you. You ready?
Go ahead.
Because he has done so well in the 3-on-3 league.
Okay.
He wants to make a comeback to the NBA. Please ask me who. Stephon Marbury.
Oh, has he been playing well?
In the 3-on-3 league.
Has he been playing well?
Has he been playing well?
Well, he says he's playing well.
I have yet to see him. Now, the one that I've been impressed with is Chris Jackson. Magdul Abdul, whatever. Right.
Right.
He's
Stephon
about the only person that I feel to come and play again.
Stephon Marbury. You know who would have a better chance of getting into the NBA?
Who's that?
Spice Adams.
Oh, man, not Spice Adams.
Spice
not Anthony
Adams.
Spice Adams.
With the drop step move, pivot foot to the other pivot foot, to the other pivot foot, and spins.
Matter of fact, I spoke to him a couple months ago. His birthday was not that long ago, but we actually had a conversation on the phone. Real mellow guy. You would never think he crazy, but I called him in his home in Detroit because he stays in Detroit. But a real good guy.
Well, because I know you're trying to get him to come and do some stuff with us.
Exactly.
And if he signs up, I want you to tell him that's for sure, right on.
Exactly.
But how was speaking of Spice Adams, because I know he's a Q, last I checked. You knew a little something about Omega Sci-Fi Incorporated.
I do. Yeah,
right.
I do.
Last I checked. And I don't know if anything has changed since then.
Things are never going to change. It's always going to be purple and gold in my heart.
Oh, okay. I thought it might have been black and yellow or something.
Oh, nah. You got it mixed up with 06.
Crimson and white. Yeah, dude, that's all they can say, 06. That's a poor fraternity. All they can say is their year.
But, Omega Sci-Fi is not for everybody. So you have to have the secondary tier of fraternity. So.
Right. Well, you know, I'm partial to Omega Sci-Fi Incorporated.
I know that's right.
Definitely, even though I got family in AFIA.
06. Yep.
06, but I'm a Mega Phi Psi fan till I die.
Okay.
So, but my question is, how was the conclave?
It was very good. It was hot. It was 107 degrees with the heat index. I should have gotten around more, but I didn't. I kind of stayed around at the hotel. It was a lot going on, a lot of good times going on Bourbon Street. I stayed off of Canal Street. I had a good time. Of course, the young fellas got to fighting as usual. That's normal. But it was a real good time. I had a lot of good New Orleans cuisines, you know, jambalaya, shrimp and grits, boudin, you know, oysters, grilled oysters. I mean, it was a good time to eat.
Did those jokers hop or what?
They hopped. And why is it, Kenny Rob, the brothers that shouldn't take their shirt off and hop are the ones that normally take it off and hop?
No. No.
And no. they be looking like Kamala. You remember Kamala?
Yes.
Yeah, they be looking like Kamala. I mean, when you have to at least wear a B cup bra, you don't need to take your shirt off.
No, you don't. Oh, Mark, you are hilarious, man. Mark, man, I thank you for calling in, man. Thank you very much, brother.
It's always my pleasure. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to go to Progress Grill and have me a nice old birthday dinner or just cool out with Mom. So it's always a pleasure to call in.
Hold on. Are you riding solo?
Well, I'm trying to get Mom to go with me.
Well, now if she don't want to go, you know, we can shoot up to the Glass Lounge.
Ooh. Now, I like the Glass Lounge, but they ain't got nothing on Progress Grill when it comes to impeccable quality. Now, you get a whole lot for your money.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, you get a lot more for your money, though. Yeah.
You're going to get a steak size of a plate. You're going to get a steak size of a plate.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, brother. That's all I'm saying. I can be full. I can be full for $18, but, you know, I was saying, well, that was good, but I'm out about $60.
Yeah. But you know, you only live once.
Yep. If the Lord let me, I'm having more than one birthday.
I know that's right.
But if you go on solo, you don't have to. That's all I'm saying.
Just hit me up. Okay. Hey, your number's still the same?
Yeah. It ain't changing.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go ahead and sign off now, and I look forward to calling in next week.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Yep. That was Mark Kennard of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Omega Sci-Fi Incorporated. But I'm going to bring on a guru. I'm getting ready to bring on a basketball guru. And we're going to talk about some things. We're going to talk about who makes the biggest impact between Carmelo and Boogie Cousins. We're going to talk about LeBron's son being named after him and what kind of impact or damage it's going to do to his son. And we're going to talk about Carson Wentz running with the first team practice team. Man, that's something right there. All right, let me bring him on. This one's from all the way from San Antonio, Texas. 2-1-0, my goodness. What's going on, San Antonio?
My man, best friend, what's going down?
What's going on, best friend? So,
I appreciate that immaculate intro. I hope to live up to it.
Well, you're an immaculate friend, so. So now tell me this. Who makes the bigger impact? Boogie or Carmelo?
I'm
going
to have
Boogie going to Golden State, Carmelo going to Houston.
So, I say Boogie, and here's the reason why. It comes down to styles and fit. I mean, I'm not bagging on Carmelo. He's an amazing talent. Unfortunately, he's on the tail. He's on the tail end of his career, and he can't the things that he did at the beginning. Frankly, he needs to go the Dwayne Wade route and be willing to be the keystone for that second unit coming off the bench, because that's where he'll get his minutes. That's where he'll be valuable. But he's already on record as saying, I'm not coming off the bench. Boogie Cousins brings a level of versatility that, unfortunately, Carmelo can't, you know, match at this point in his career. And, you know, not that Golden State needs him, but I think his impact is going to be great, because I don't think Carmelo is going to be able to, you know, be the tide that rises that boat.
Well, now, Carmelo plays no defense.
Zero. Actually,
and,
you know what? That's not true. He's not a bad defender.
Okay. Let me just slow that. You're right. But do Houston need another score?
Well, you know what? Since Ariza left, they need another scorer on the starting unit, but Ariza's value was really the fact that he was a 3D guy.
Yeah,
he did it all.
He
did open jumper, but you know he was arguably a lockdown perimeter defender. You can't say any. I mean, Carmelo can hit the three, but that's never been his strong point. He's a scorer. He's not a shooter.
Right.
And that's what Houston needs.
Right. Because,
you know, conversely, Golden State has plenty of shooters. They can always use four. Put the ball in my hands, get out of my way, and let me do what I do. I will get you a bucket. That's Boogie.
Yeah. For sure.
I mean, you think about it. So now you got two. I mean, you can argue Steph might be that, but he's really, you know, situationally specific. And if you get the wrong kind of person guarding him, you can minimize him. But Kevin Durant, all day long, give him the rock, get out of his way, he'll make you famous. Boogie's that same kind of dude. Give him the rock. Anybody big enough to guard him, he's going to score. He's going to go by you and score. Anybody too small, he's going to go over you.
And Boogie plays center, right?
So he's a 4/5, depending on the lineup. He can play both.
Right. But he lines up more on the center side.
Well, I mean, he – so
and he can shoot.
He catches the ball as much – you know, 18 feet and out as he does on the post. And he's
he can shoot.
Right. And he's like Embiid now. Everybody damn near 7 feet thinks they can shoot a 3-point. But he can actually hit that.
He can hit that, man.
But I'd rather him be 12 feet and in, because that's almost automatic with him.
Yeah.
Just like
18 and out. 18 and out seems to be automatic for Kevin Durant.
Exactly. I'm sorry, you got to go 18 to 35 with Kevin Durant.
For automatic. That man is incredible, man.
I think, you know, Carmelo has been a great scorer over his career. He's never been a great shooter. He's an adequate shooter. But it's a matter of the system. Do the styles mesh? I think Boogie's talents mesh better with the Golden State system than Carmelo's talents mesh with Houston's system. I'm not saying he's not going to be successful, but I'm saying Cousins is going to be the more successful one. That's what I'm saying.
Right, and the Cousins coming off of an Achilles, right?
Correct. But he has no pressure on him. He doesn't have to carry a team like he did at Sacramento. He doesn't have to be part of the big two like they expected him to be, or like he was in New Orleans before Anthony Davis took Smooth the hell off. So he can afford to come back gradually on his own. And this coaching staff, I mean, Steve Kerr is a great coach. They got a great coaching staff. They'll be able to observe him as he progresses and go, this is what he's bringing to the table. Let's factor that into our game plan. And next thing you know, it's lights out for everybody.
Right. Right. Well, my other question.
Yeah, it's time to switch gears. What's the next subject? That one's dead.
Hold up. You ain't going to believe this. But because he's done so well in 3-on-3 basketball, he's ready to come back to the NBA.
Cool.
Stephon Marbury.
Shut your mouth.
I'm just saying.
Not Starberry.
Yo, what is he thinking?
How old is he? Is he like 40? Yeah, I have no words. I have no words because that was not even on my radar.
No.
But I tell you, back in the day, if unfortunately because his head was so screwed up, if Steph's head would have been right, Stephon Marbury would have been. I mean, that dude was righteous. But you know, he grew up thinking he was a celebrity from the time he was 14, and he carried that all the way through. So I don't know. But, coming off of celebrity 3-on-3, thinking I'm ready for the league again. Okay. I understand you did your thing over in China where they paid you $20 million to play against 5'8" Chinese dudes. But that's a different level, bro.
Well, yeah. But I think, my man's getting – didn't he have to offer him $35 million?
D-Wade? Oh, no, he got paid. He got paid. And he was a legit superstar over there. He was averaging like 35 points a game. But again, you know, with my two broke down knees, I can go over there and average 20.
Well,
you just put an idea in my head.
So LeBron has named his son after him. He's
right.
13 years old, or 12 or 13. And he's a really good 13-year-old.
Oh, his game is nice for his age.
He's a really good 13-year-old. And LeBron's saying that maybe he shouldn't have named him after him, because of all the pressure that it brings. And I'm saying, be proud of your son and the name, because at least his son gets to aspire to be like his father, arguably the best basketball player in the basketball right now.
True.
You don't have a dad who's an alcoholic and all the kids are laughing at him in the neighborhood.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, you know, what an honor to have. But his son will be a good basketball player, and the AAU games are sold out, which is unheard of. And the reason they're sold out are three reasons. One, they want to see if LeBron James' son is good enough.
Right.
Two, they also want to see LeBron James. You know what I mean? And three, they just want to be nosy and something to criticize about. You know.
Right.
The level of success he's bringing to AAU is incredible. And if that's not a sign of the second coming, then I don't know what is. You know, that's how LeBron did his high school games, you know. Every game sold out. You know, and so his son is yet to shut to have his growth spurt.
Right.
Should LeBron question about naming his son after him?
Well, you know, I understand his concern, and actually I applaud him as a parent because he's clearly just looking at what's this situation doing to my son. Because it's a different kind of hype, though, if you think about it. Because when he was in high school, it was just, wow, we have never seen a 16-year-old do these kind of things in life, ever. And we want to cover it. That's a different perspective from, okay, we want to see if you're as good as your daddy. And, oh, by the way, every time you're not, you're going to hear about it. This kid is 13, 14 years old.
Right.
You know, he doesn't deserve to hear from adults 30, 40, 50 years old in the crowd talking about, oh, you suck. You're not as good as your dad. You never will be.
Right.
And that's what LeBron's comment was based on. He's like, he's a father trying to protect his child. Man,
correct.
You know what? I'm not the biggest LeBron fan. I give him props. I give him credit where credit is due. He's an amazing basketball player. He flops too much. He cries too much. But that's just my opinion. Especially being 6'8", 250, you don't need those kind of advantages. But at the end of the day, he's got skills that nobody, almost nobody, or very few people on this planet have when it comes to putting a round ball in a hoop. So I give credit where credit is due. I give him more credit for being the man and the parent that he is and trying to now recognize maybe I made a mistake in putting my son into the limelight prematurely without realizing it. But again, you got to think about
it.
He was a kid himself.
He didn't put his son in the limelight.
Right, unknowing, no, not purposefully, but he was already, dude, when he was 19 years old and his son was born, he was already on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Right.
You
but
can't
what
tell
I'm saying is, but what I'm saying is, if his son was sorry, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
That is true. But I think
it's just that his son.
If we would have named his son Stanley,
it wouldn't have mattered.
The impact would have been
listen,
less.
Stanley who?
I hear what you're saying.
Stanley LeBron. If him and the wife was separated or never got married, and his name was James Mitchell, baby, Keith LeBron. Is
right.
that? Yes, that's LeBron's son. Right then and there, he's in the limelight.
True. Good point.
And so it doesn't really make a difference what he
but,
did to his
but
son.
But the expectation is different. Because you know what?
No, it's
nope.
his son.
Hold on. Wait. Nobody has been named Michael Jordan Jr. It was a different
And no one, and no one, and none of his sons. None of his sons played up to the potential of this 11-year-old already.
He's 14.
I'm telling
yeah.
you, man. I watched this game. This cat.
I did too. I watched.
This cat can ball.
You know, I don't want to monopolize the rest of the call, or whatever, because I know I've been on for a minute. So, but I'll hit you with this.
one of the greatest players in Georgetown history. Patrick Ewing. Patrick
yes.
Ewing fell victim to the same impact that LeBron James is worried about his son going through.
But, it's not, but Patrick Ewing's son was sorry. Was sorry. He wasn't that good.
He wasn't sorry, though. And you know what?
Yeah, but he wasn't that good.
Michael Jordan's sons weren't sorry. They just were not Michael Jordan.
Okay,
and that's the point
you're
trying
what?
To make is, don't compare my child to me because he's his own player. Let him evolve.
I know. Daryl, I know what you're saying, but every time we watch this kid,
he's
balling on these other 12-year-olds like LeBron. I understand what you're saying.
He's putting in work. He is putting in work.
Yeah, like what you're saying is so valid.
I'm betting on this kid. He's putting in work.
Right, exactly. I mean, like your point is so valid, but he's coming down balling on these dudes. Like Michael Jordan or Patrick Ewing, they want the best on their teams. This cat is selling out AAU stadiums. Come on, man.
Where the game, where everybody was talking, was bagging on him before the game even started, and then he lit them up with like 4 threes.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Anyway, moving on. Next question.
Yes, sir. Ben Roethlisberger, and we're gonna get off the air earlier here. But Ben Roethlisberger is on a no sugar, no carb diet.
Wow.
And because he's still listed at 6'7", 241, like his rookie year, which we know he's not 241 now. Ben might be pushing 270, 275.
Ben 6'5", 275.
Yeah. So, with that being said, and I'm a diehard, still a fan, such as yourself.
Oh, you've seen
I think I'm going to take on his regimen of no sugar, no carbs, and I'm going to see what that does for me. And I think I'm going to start, really soon. So hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, cheeseburger sub, yeah. Hey, yeah, extra mayo, please. And hold the sugar.
Yes, I like a double quarter pounder with cheese with a large sweet tea.
Yeah, no sugar. Hold the sugar. Well, my friend, thank you for calling into the show. It's always been a pleasure. And we're gonna keep it moving, baby boy. We're going to keep on going. And we're going to end this thing in about a quarter after. God bless you, brother. God bless you.
My man.
All right, now.
All right. Out here.
Peace. So, that was our San Antonio connection. Elephant in the Room is going to end early. but what is Donald Trump doing? I've never seen any president this in bed, and you heard me what I said, America, this in bed with the likes of the Russian government, such as our president is. I know people don't want to call him their president. They want to call him 45, and they want to show him as much disrespect to him as he showed the American people. But those who have called him 45 are definitely not the ones who voted for him. And those who voted for him are always referring to him as the president. Did you hear what the president said? But I don't want to be that ignorant. I want to take the high road and just say I can't wait for 46. Because 45 is killing us. But, ladies and gentlemen, this was an amazing show. We're going to end early. We got some things going on here that we have to attend to. I'm sorry that we couldn't do the full hour and a half, but we got about it. We did about 15 minutes shy of that, so we did well. But there are some definite things that the host has to take care of. But as always, appreciate you guys for listening in. Appreciate my callers for calling in. God bless you, the elephant in the room. And until next week, we will not be here next week. We will be traveling to Charlotte, North Carolina. So we're going to see the setup in Charlotte, and maybe that way we can maybe hook something up where we can go live down in Charlotte, North Carolina. So we're not going to cancel the show just yet. We're going to see what we can come up with. All right now? All right. So thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Appreciate my callers. And appreciate all my listeners out there in sports land. God bless you. And have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Thank you very much. Thank you.